listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Fun with native plants. The locavore movement of eating within 100 miles from home may have been a sweeping fad, but fad or not, it's expanded to include native plants. Gardening with native plants means less water usage and less work for you as a gardener. I don't know how I've missed this for this long, but I just discovered Lady Bird Johnson's Wildflower Center Native Plant Database. It's so cool. It holds information on almost 8,000 native plants for all regions across the country. Search by your state, the type of plant you're looking for, like herb, vine, tree, shrub, etc., and by lifespan, annual, perennial, etc., and you'll find a list of appropriate natives to plant in your climate. You can narrow the search with choices like bloom time and color, height, and leaf behavior. Evergreen, deciduous, it's up to you. Of course, no plant database would be complete without search options for sunlight and water requirements. It's all there. So this spring, plant some natives and lighten your workload a little. You'll be doing a favor for beneficial insects and native bird species as well. Go to the website this week only and you'll find a link for Lady Bird's database website. Oh, and just a quick heads up about Gardening for Geeks. If you tried to order it online, you may have noticed they're out of copies. But your local bookstore may still have one. And if you really want to get it online, you can still back order it. Copies will be in April 21st. Happy gardening! You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening!